All right, Craig, seventh and a second tonight. Now, how'd the first run go for you?
Oh, the first one was good. You know, it was, I'll tell you the truth, you know, it's just luck of the draw there with the way they lined up the first show there. You know, we end up starting 10th because of, I think we had the 10th fastest lap in the heat, which really didn't show our true colors because we, you know, were in traffic the whole time in the heat race. So, you know, I mean, be it as it may, it was, you know, what is what it is. And, you know, we still went forward and ended up 7th and then 2nd in the second one. So it was a good night, man. I'll tell you, the car's strong going into Classic, and you know, it's really one we really want to get, so hopefully we can capitalize on that.
You're closing in there, but you knew that.
What's that?
You were closing in on him, but you knew that.
Yeah, I knew it, and I also knew that we were good. Yeah, it's just one. It was one of those nights where, you know, when I was not in traffic in the second one, they're chasing him down, I knew we were really good, and I knew if we got to him, you know, momentum would carry us right by. But, man, those guys had a heck of a run tonight. You know, that's pretty impressive to do that. You know, everything starts have to be aligned, but man, you know, he had to drive it too. So that was a nice job by him. But yeah, you know, it's you know, a lot of times I'm yelling and hollering about cautions, but tonight I would have liked one. You know, about 10 to go, that would have been real nice. But you know, we'll move on and keep at it. But as usual, a lot of local support here. Little Luke's daycares. We've visited a few this week with the kids. Had a lot of fun with them. Save a Lot food stores, Ontario Orchards, and Fajita Grill here locally. And Ray Hedger, obviously, with the car. And Finger Lakes, Doug Holmes. He put some pretty good smoke under us. And Dick Myers. I mean, just can't say enough about him. He's our main financial support this year. And you know, he's a heck of a guy. You know, no matter where we finish, he's having fun, and it makes it fun for everyone else, and my parents, and my wife, you know, Jim Shefsik and Jacob. He's been coming the last couple weeks too, and it's a lot of fun with him. But yeah, you know, I having a lot of fun, so hopefully it keeps up.
Points race, any shout at that?
I don't know.
Tonight helped a little bit, and you never know what can happen.
Yeah, you know, actually, I don't really know, and I'm tell you the truth, I'm not even going to look this week. I'm not going to think about it. The year we won the title, we were 37 points out with 2 to go, and this year we were only 34 out with 2 to go. And tonight we did gain. I don't know how much, you know, but we gained a few. We're probably within the 20s away. So, you know, if everything happened, you know, towards us, on September 19th, it could happen, but I really like this mentality coming to win and coming to right up front. It seems to work out a lot better for us because I'm still a cautious, you know, I still find myself being pretty cautious, you know, trying to miss as much as I can, and obviously everyone's trying to do that, but sometimes I feel like I have a better head on my shoulders than some of these guys, but, you know, I like just coming to win, so hopefully we can have a real good, strong run in September, and maybe it'll work out in our favor.